Foreign fishing fleets from China are pressing up against Argentina's maritime borders, and the country is pushing back. The Navy launched patrols to deter the illegal fishing, targeting nearly 400 vessels, many linked to China's distant water fleet, lingering just beyond Argentina's exclusive economic zone. Argentina deployed 2 aircraft and 2 corvettes to monitor the vessels, many of which are suspected of switching off their tracking systems to cross into Argentine waters undetected. The shortfin squid season, a $2 billion market, draws fleets from China, Taiwan, South Korea, and Spain, escalating tensions in the region. Illegal fishing incidents led to clashes in the past. In 2016, Argentina's Coast Guard sank a Chinese trawler after it was caught illegally fishing inside Argentina's waters. Beyond illegal fishing, China has sought legal pathways to expand its presence in the region, often partnering with local fishermen or using foreign-flagged ships to bypass regulations. But a report from the Argentine nonprofit Environmental Policy Circle found 10 Chinese vessels were operating under unregistered foreign flags, concealing their origins while sending their catch back to China. Now, a new agreement between the Argentine province of Santa Cruz and the Chinese company Hongdong Fisheries is raising more concerns, while the letter of intent does not officially permit Hongdong Fisheries to operate within Argentine waters. It proposes port assistance and infrastructure investments, including improvements in 5 provincial ports, new shipyards, and fishing plants. Environmental groups warn overfishing in the South Atlantic could deplete squid populations, affecting marine ecosystems and potentially impacting tourism. Argentina's defense ministry says it will continue monitoring the situation and enforcing its maritime rights to safeguard national resources.